Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring, boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saul Tlamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, a very special Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, dropping this on a Sunday. Usually we don't do this too often, but I thought this was a pretty good one. A good one to start your week, get you going in the right direction, and that is the Alex Cora Running Club. So what are we talking about with the Alex Cora Running Club? Well, the Boston Red Sox manager lost 30 pounds. Good for him, as he's going to explain how he did that. But also, it got me thinking how he did it and what he has continued to do, which is do this run every single day, clear his mind, have a different focus, just all of it. I think it goes under the radar about the daily grind that these guys are under. Yeah, and sure, you know, you have the players, and that's their job to stay fit and exercise and everything else. But if you don't get your mind right as a manager, then it's not going to work ultimately. And that's hard to do unless you take that time to actually do what Alex Cora has done, which is prioritize things like the Alex Cora Running Club. So I talked to Alex about this dynamic. I talked about the whole ball of wax when it comes to getting together with other coaches, or really how he started this journey. And I think that, honestly, I think Cora is having one of his best seasons managing. And I don't know if you want to draw a direct correlation, but I'm going to. Sure. I think it absolutely helps focus, perspective, all of it. So I talked to Alex, and then I talked to Pete Fatsy, the Red Sox hitting coach, who is another member of the Alex Cora Running Club. And then at the end of it, I just catch up with Craig Counsell of the Cubs just to get another manager's perspective. So what you're going to hear is you're going to hear Alex Cora, then you're going to hear Pete Fatsy, and then we hear a little bit just from Craig Counsell about, you know, from another manager about not necessarily running, but just, you know, making sure that your body and your mind and all of that is all right. Again, it catches up to you. You know what catches up to you also? If you don't subscribe to Baseball Isn't Boring podcast, @BB isn't boring. It's going to be a great week. This is the best way to start it. All right, here you go. Here's Alex Cora, followed by Pete Fatsy, Red Sox hitting coach, and then Craig Counsell, Cubs manager.
When's the first time you ran?
It was September 22nd.
You remember the?
Yes, because I have it on my app. It wasn't even a run. It was intervals. It was 1.3 miles. a minute running, a minute and a half walking, and I felt like shit.
Where was that?
Newton.
Yep. And so that's always the thing. Like, what makes you actually do it?
So I knew I was fat. I knew I gained a lot of weight during the season. I was getting inducted. I was inducted in the Puerto Rican Sports Hall of Fame. So around that time, we got the invitation. And I was like, bro, there's going to be a lot of pictures in this ceremony. And if you look like this, you know, it's not a good look. So I started with that. And I actually felt sluggish, like, during the days here, you know, like I wasn't able to, like, do a lot of stuff. My knee was barking. My back was tight. We went to Texas, and Martin Perez let me know how I looked too.
Oh.
And I was like, you know what? Let's get this right, you know, and started with that. Then when we got home, got on a diet, keto. Yeah. So we did that, and then we start running.
So the hard part is you do that, what do you say, mile and a half?
1.3, yeah.
1.3. You do that 1.3 coming back because it sucks, right?
Yeah.
I mean.
But I just, you know, I got this program, and they coached me through it. It's called From the Couch to 5K.
Yeah.
And it's amazing now that I look back and the times that I was like,
what was,
wow.
what was your
bro, I was like at 12, you know, like, yeah. 11 12, the mile, the pace, and now we can go out there and crush it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, we can.
We see it on Instagram.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to join us, let's go.
With the Dallas Core Running Club.
Yeah, the Core running club.
Yeah. So when did it start taking, like, root in terms of, like, how you, like, everything else, you know, like, you're like, were you like, this is a good thing? Not only.
Oh, it. As soon as my mom said, you look a lot better.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
When was that?
Around Thanksgiving. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was like, man, you look so good now.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like, what? What's different? Like, nah, you gain a lot of weight. Yeah. I felt.
Martin Perez will tell you that your mom.
I felt bad whenever you went to the mound last year. Yeah.
Did he really?
She did.
Oh, she did.
Like, she felt bad. Like, that's not a good look.
She told you that?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She told you after the fact.
After the fact, not during. Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably she was feeling bad for other reasons during the season.
Yeah. But it's also like, when did it, okay, it clicked in physically, but when did it click in mentally? Because this is another part of it, right?
Yeah. So we have this guy, Freddie Rodriguez, who actually was Joey's strength and conditioning coach during his career. He's a coach, and he has this club back home of I don't know how many people. So it was Angelica's first long run in Puerto Rico. 5:30 in the morning in the mountains. Beautiful. When we got there, bro, the vibe was amazing. 150 people in the same place. Different programs, right? Somebody had to run 10, other 13. Us was 7. And I was there with Angelica, with Jesus, her brother. And I'm like, this is great. You know, like, this is teamwork. This is kind of like a great vibe.
And when was that?
It's in Guaynabo. December, I want to say, right around there.
Right, so you had gotten going a little
bit. Yeah, we had going, yeah. But that day, I was like, this is fun.
Right.
So every Saturday, we had the long one.
Yeah.
And it's in different venues in Puerto Rico. And imagine that, you know, sunrise, the water, mountains, and all that. And a good group. And that's when it took off. In the beginning, it was support system.
Yeah.
But then we went on vacation to Costa Rica. Just us two, no boys. Friday night, we hung out. Saturday, we were going in a boat, but we had to run 10. She wasn't feeling right about it, but we got up, hey, we got to go run, and she just took off and beat me by a lot.
Really?
And that's when we became competitive. Like, oh, you're going to play that game.
Yeah.
I'm here for you, and you're gone. Now we go. So from there, I just took off.
You look forward to, it's like something that you never thought you would look forward forward to.
No, spring training. Yeah. Like, I was looking forward to get up at 4:30 in the morning, be there at 5, be there with Abe's, Peter, Joe.
Yeah.
And let's go.
So you had the group that you ran with.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was fun. It was fun. It's like, it's a lot different in the season, I'll tell you that. You know, after a game, then the next morning, this comes into play. But at the same time, like yesterday, you know, got up at 7:30. We went out at 8:30.
Yeah.
You take a nap. You come to the ballpark. This morning, I got up early, did the Peloton, came to the ballpark. So yeah. I'm trying to be as disciplined as possible.
But this is another part of it. And this, obviously, going through a season, it's like, it's hard mentally. Right?
Mentally, yeah.
Mentally,
yeah.
Every day. And that's probably one of the reasons why we all, like you, me, and everybody, we lose track of taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, 100%.
But so doing this, do you feel like it's only a month in or whatever it is, but do you feel like mentally, because of this, it's really, really helped you?
Yeah. There's certain times, you know, we ran 15 in Seattle, we ran 17 in Anaheim, and as you know, that voice comes into play. Like, no, don't do it. Stop. And it's the other way around. No, I'm going to keep going. You know, if it's 17, it's 17. Mm-hmm. And to put everything in perspective, it's kind of like this, right? Like, got to keep going, man. Got to keep going. I believe this has made me more patient. Because when you're running, you better be patient.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot just go, you know. Although Fatsy and Joe, sometimes they go.
Yeah.
But no, you gotta be patient. And it has helped me just to let it play out, in a sense, understanding where we at with the young guys and what we're trying to accomplish. Sometimes, you know what, Tanner Howe, go again. You know, like, we trust you. So I'm not saying it's a radical change, you know, at 180, it was me and now this, but it has helped me a lot.
Well, I can tell you that probably before, you're sitting around, you're overthinking, you're not feeling great about yourself. You don't know you're not feeling great about yourself, but you're not.
Yeah.
You're sitting around thinking, and then you're maybe overthinking, say, oh, I got to take him out now. Because that's what, like, instead of that perspective that you just gave me.
Yeah, and the overthinking part of it, although we're running in a group, you know, I put my headphones and go, and it's amazing how, like, stuff comes into play, you know, like all of a sudden I'm thinking about the lineup or thinking about the pitching stuff.
That's,
you know,
another part of it.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. Love it. Do it for an hour doing something else. The other part, man, and this is more like understanding this, how privileged we are, you know, like I never ran in the Pier of San Francisco, and I play against the Giants forever, you know, like it was hotel to the ballpark, ballpark to the hotel, restaurants, whatever, but never went to that part of the town. Seattle, running alongside the water.
Yeah.
You know, Joey played there. I played there against them, and it was always hotel to ballpark, this and that. And now, here in Cleveland, I live here. And yesterday I was running through the bridges and all that. You know, it's like, you know what? Let's take advantage of this. You know, it's we're lucky that we can play in every great city in the States, and now we have a different perspective, and we can do something different than in the past.
All right, last thing, goal. What's the goal?
Like, I do believe I run one. I will.
Marathon.
I do believe
one. So probably, like, when you went to the finish line, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know what? Like, maybe one of these days I go and run it by myself solo, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I done two halves, you know, on my own. We did the 5K.
You've run 17.
17. Next is a 10K.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hopefully, you know, we find something on the road and we'll do it, you know? Like, now we're paying attention.
Yeah.
We're doing that. So you just got to keep going, man. It's been fun. And I think, all kidding aside, baseball aside, whatever, the health part of it is real. And I'm here for my kids. I'm here for my family. And I think I put myself in a better spot than I was last year.
The other manager? I didn't know.
I think Cashy runs.
Cashy runs.
Yeah, he does. Joe Madden used to run the bike.
Yeah.
I know Kotze is into lifting.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know who else. Right. AJ used to run. He said he went backwards.
Well, you're wearing your uniform now. It's good to see.
I do. Yeah, that's good.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Do you have T-shirts made up for the Alex Cora Running Club?
No, we're getting there. We're just hoping New Balance wants to pick us up.
Oh, well, we can do that. Baseballs and Boring can do that. We have some T-shirt cachet.
Nice.
All right. So take me through how the running club evolved.
Yeah. So Alex's partner Angelica's ran the Boston Marathon. So she was in her preparation, and AC was kind of running to keep pace. And I think one day in the weight room, it was like 5:30 in the morning, and he's like, "Hey, you know," he called myself and one of my offensive guys out, and he's, "Hey, why don't you come run with me?" So we ran 4 miles, was gassed, and then 2 days later, like, "Hey, let's run it again." And we kind of kept with the schedule starting, I guess, at some point in February. And the 5 o'clock running team kind of started in spring training, and we've carried it over into the season.
So how often do you do it?
The schedule used to be every other day. Now that the marathon's over, we're at least, like I said, we try and do at least 5 miles per run every city that we're in. So we just ran 6 yesterday. We had a day off. We ran 5 in Cleveland day, and then we ran 5 in Pittsburgh. So we try and keep it fresh.
Okay. So the reason I even started this conversation was because Alex kept referencing like how it helps with his mind, thinking, and just overall just well-being. And as you can see, I'm an excellent runner, and I know that. Like, I've always felt the best when I'm running, and also my mind is clear. I've heard from Alex. How about you? Like, how has it affected you?
Yeah, I kind of did it just as a way. It was just a nice element of cardio, and then I really started just enjoy the time by ourselves. Like, it's, you know, obviously you're running for an hour, gives you some time to think, clear your mind, and it's a level of consistency too, right? We know we have something we have to tackle that day, and you feel good when you execute it. So I think we're all competitors too, even though we're not playing anymore. We all like to compete. So keeping track of our times, we record everything, like we have it in our phones. So, you know, if we can't run together for a certain day, we'll send off our times to each other. It's like an accountability partner too, you know? So it's nice to have something that keeps you honest during the season.
What's your longest run?
So this year I've done a 10.5 in spring training. Since spring training, I haven't ran anything greater than 8 miles. We ran 8 in San Francisco.
Okay, that's not a bad place to run 8.
No.
So I think that, you know, and I was telling this to Alex, whether you're a sports writer, whether you're a coach, whatever it is, the season catches up to you, man. Like, it's like, it just, you don't prioritize the things that you need to prioritize like this. Have you talked to other or seen other sort of, whether it's managers, coaches, and say, "Hey, I gotta do this"? Because you guys are doing it, and this is, I'm giving you an attaboy.
Yeah, no, that's cool. I mean, we started something with Will Venable in 2021. We called it the Gauntlet. So, like, at once a series, we'd go out, we'd bring med balls, and someone would essentially create like a workout structure. Ray Fuentes has taken it over, and we would do those in camp. And that was really cool because, again, it's something that you can bond over. It's really hard. So after you get your butt kicked, it's kind of cool that you feel like you went through it with the team, with your boys. So I think for me, it's something that we've always done. Like, we have a pretty like active group, I'd say. Our coaching staff.
Are you proclaiming that you're the fittest coaching staff?
I can't say that. I can't say that. But I will say, if we have to run like a shared marathon, like some consecutive miles, I think we might be up for it.
All right,
we'll have to see. We got Joe Cronin to bring us up. He's our secret.
He's our ace in the hole.
Yeah, that's our guy.
He's your anchor man.
Oh, yeah.
All right, because we've already on this podcast have declared who is the fittest GMs. But okay. Really,
yeah,
it's very top heavy, let's say. Well, all right. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, you got it.
All right, so it's obviously time is a factor when you're a player, but I would imagine as a manager, time is even more of a difficult challenge to manage everything. For you, for keeping sort of the healthy lifestyle, mind, body, and everything else, how is it maybe different even from when you were a player being a manager?
I think as a player, you know, your body is your kind of, you know, it's so important to you. It's what's getting you here, and it's a physical job. Playing is a physical job, you know, and managing is like the job that working in an office. It's a mental job, and but you can still, physical activity still, I think, improves your mental well-being. So, you know, working out is kind of for your mental well-being, mental health.
Yeah, is it a challenge? I mean, like I said, I talked to Alex Cora about it. Just, it had caught up with him, right?
And
it just catches up to sports, right? It catches up to everybody.
Yeah.
For you, have you, like, what have you done to find that rhythm?
Yeah, I mean, it's like everybody, I think we're no different than anybody else in that scenario, you know, it's treating yourself well, and we all know that exercise is treating yourself well, so you try to make time for it because it, you know, it makes you feel better, and that's, you know, and that's treating yourself well, so it's, I think we're all looking for that happy medium, you know, I think everybody would tell themselves, and you know, when they're really honest with themselves, they know that when they work out, they feel better.
The last thing is, when you were a player, were you pretty good at staying regimented that way? I mean, obviously, like you said, it's your bread and butter. So
yeah, I mean, I was far better during the off season than during the season. In the off season, it was everything to me, and during the season, you know, kind of the baseball part became took precedence, but you know, in my experience now, like, players are great with it. I mean, it's become a culture of, you know, preventing injuries and trying to, at least trying to prevent injuries, and keeping yourself in good shape. I think players really embrace it and do a great job with it.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.